Hachette Audio presents Ultimate Courage, written by Piper J. Drake, read by Daniel May and Kristen Colbley.
To Uncles G and G, with love. Every time I've shown up on your doorstep, you've always welcomed me into your home with warm hearts and open minds. I can think of no other place in all my travels that offers as much peace as stopping in to visit with you. Chapter 1.
You've got to be insane.
Elisa Hall took a prudent step, or two, back as she observed the standoff brewing in front of her. A tall man stood between her and the emergency room reception desk, glaring at the woman in scrubs behind it. He stood at an angle to Elisa, so he could see the reception desk to his right and the entirety of the waiting area in front of him. He clenched his fists. Elisa retreated farther back toward the entrance, releasing her throbbing wrist and letting her hands fall to her sides. Harmless, nothing to see here.
I'm sorry, sir, but ambulances take precedence over walk-ins, the nurse repeated.
She was braver than Elisa would have been in the face of rage on a level with the man's at the counter. He was dressed in loose fitness shorts and a close-fitting black tee. His hands were wrapped in some cross between tape and fabric. Fighter might as well have been printed across his very broad, muscular shoulders. Actually, now that she was looking, his tee said Revolution Mixed Martial Arts Academy. Well then, maybe she should just take more ibuprofen and forget about seeing a doctor for her swollen wrist after all. Getting her injury examined wasn't worth staying anywhere near this guy. The nurse glanced quickly at Elisa, then returned her attention to the man, her expression softening with sympathy.
As soon as an examination room opens up, we'll get you in to see the doctor. Please wait right here and fill out these forms while I help this young lady.
Wait, what? The man's face and his focus turned toward her.
Oh, great.
Usually, she envied nurses their ability to sympathize with so many patients and make such a difference in their lives. Now was not one of those times. Elisa squashed the urge to bolt. Never ended well when she tried it. Better to hold very still, wait until the anger in front of her burned itself out, and pull herself together afterward. Instead, she fastened her gaze on the floor and tried to keep her body from tensing visibly. Silently,
sample complete. Ready to continue?